The work, digging out the foot of the grave to a depth of a yard or more, was grueling, especially given the lateness of the hour and the need for relative quiet. Despite the falling temperatures, Dinsey stripped down to his vest and my father to his shirt sleeves for the freedom of movement, and because they knew from experience, my father especially, just how quickly their exertions would have them sweating. They took up a position either side of the grave and set to the task, staggering their shoveling in some effort at a back-and-forth rhythm, both of them conscious of the need to pace themselves, and yet keen also to get finished. I tucked myself in beneath the hawthorn and watched, glad of the branches above and all around me, laden with blossom, a pink summer-smelling fir that retained its vibrancy even in the darkness. And when I grew sore from being on my feet, I lowered myself and sat with my back against the tree's trunk, embracing John's body. Apart from the digging sounds, the night was coldly silent. But after some time had passed, I began to hear the rattling of my father's increasingly laboured breath, a kind of tail-end whine to every exhalation. Before I had a chance to speak up, my husband, who'd also noticed, sank the blade of his shovel into the earth with a stamp of his boot heel and straightened up slowly in a way that forced my father to stop too. "Christ!" Dinsey gasped, acting more beaten than he was. "This really knocks it out of a fella." My father set his hands over the shovel's handle and drew it back against his chest. He knew what Dinsey was doing, but left it go unchallenged, and concentrated on taking air until his breathing lost its harshness. Then once again they set themselves to the task of digging. None of us heard the priest until he was almost upon us. Later on I'd blame myself for that, because the others had their work as an excuse. But because the night in that graveyard was such an absolute, and because of how long and harrowing...